You've seen Obama, the candidate. You've seen Obama, the president-elect. And now Obama, the musical, a playhouse in Mr. Obama's ancestral homeland of Kenya, is drawing crowds to see a partisan production, Nick Wadhams reports.
No, we still want the celebration of Obama being here. Let's go.
It's rehearsal time at the Kenya National Theater, where director George Erido is making last-minute changes to Obama, the musical. With Barack Obama's election victory still fresh, Erido's tribute to the candidate needs a new ending, Barack Obama persuading his supporters to vote for him. Obama the Musical is only the latest manifestation of the Obama mania in Kenya. People danced in the streets after a man they consider their son and brother won the election. With a cast of about 20, the musical portrays Obama's life in a tidy 1 hour. There's his youth in Hawaii, his marriage to Michelle Obama, even a mention of his fight against asbestos in Chicago public housing. Erido is a playwright and former star of the Kenyan soap opera Broken Vows. He says his play caps an obsession that dates back to a master's thesis 3 years ago in which he predicted an Obama win. Sporting an Obama 08 button on his lapel, he says he wanted to tell the arc of Obama's story with all its influences, both American and African.
He's a hero, but the villains are McCain, and that is supported by George Bush and Sarah Palin. But one thing about the interiors is a blend of African narrative approaches to telling stories. There's music, there's dance and song that makes it very easy to listen to and captivating.
The Obama victory has sparked idealism and hope in this country. It has lifted spirits among Kenyans who despaired after the violent aftershocks of their own presidential vote nearly a year ago. Eric McCory plays Obama in the musical. He's as tall as Obama and has the same haircut, but otherwise the 23-year-old bears little resemblance to the 47-year-old president-elect. But he says he hopes Obama will inspire Kenyan politicians to do better.
I feel privileged. It's a big honor to play Obama. He's my role model. We said he was going to win. He has won. Now he's going to succeed in changing the world, and I would like to change the world just like him because I know I can too.
The musical is decidedly low budget, with heavy feedback over the sound system and not much in the way of costumes. There are a couple hundred people in the crowd, including Kenyans who have managed to get a hold of I Voted stickers and Obama t-shirts.
Now living with this grandma and grandma.
Tonight, the play goes well, apart from a few missed cues and flubbed lines. When the musical winds down, the actors playing Sarah Palin and John McCain join Obama in a traditional African dance, a sign, Erido says, that Obama's victory will unite even the most bitter foes. The show was performed 12 times before closing its run today. But Erido says he already has people telling him to bring it to South Africa in the United Kingdom. Maybe someday, he says, Obama himself will see the musical in the United States. For NPR News, this is Nick Wadhams in Nairobi.
And to hear and read more election voices, you can come to our blog, npr.org/soapbox. There you can also see our new interactive multimedia map. And while you're on npr.org, our address, you can subscribe to our podcast. It's called At Your Leisure.